Esmeralda, can you understand and see who, if you can believe what I'm looking, see? It's Skip Skipley.
I don't know if I can understand.
How are you guys?
Hey, Skip Skipley.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, man. Do you enjoy your trip via submarine now to the new studios?
It's a whole new world under the sea.
Wow, you're covering it. Covering all of it, right? A whole new world
under the sea. Yep.
You got two references
yes,
there.
Yes, I did.
Wow, very good.
Yes. Do you see the Circle of Life a lot?
I do. I do. You know who is actually captaining the ship this week?
Who's that?
Peebo Bryson.
Wow, good for you, man.
I know, I'm a lucky man.
You got a guy named Peebo. Running the ship.
Peebo was responsible for many of the songs of Aladdin.
He was, yes. Do you like Dan have a child that watches a lot of animated movies?
No, I'm a bachelor.
Oh,
but I appreciate a good Disney film.
You appreciate a good Peebo Bryson song.
Hey man, if you don't, move back to Russia.
Move back to Russia. Okay. Because I lived there for a while, and then now I think I'm going to have to go back now that I don't like Peebo Bryson.
Shh, don't say that. Say that in front of Skip. He's going to get mad.
Yeah, all right. Well, Skip is here, and we're playing a game called For the Record. We used to play a game called Pop-Up Video, which was a fun trivia game where Esmeralda and I would battle. I can't even speak. We would the questions were about like 80s and 90s music and videos, and so this is very similar to that. And also, we will hear Esmeralda sing again. I don't want you to strain your voice too much, Esmeralda. So, all right, even if that means disappointing the cats and the raccoons who have carried some of the cats up,
right?
So, all right, Skip, are we ready to begin the thing?
We are beginning. We're ready to begin the thing. The first category is the 80s. It is also our song for you, Mr. Gillio.
Oh, I got to sing this?
You will have to sing Boston's More Than a Feeling.
First of all, that's not the 80s.
Well, that's one of the options on this card.
Oh, okay. So. All right.
Don't tell Skip how to do his job.
No, I'm just saying it's not the 80s. That song's from the 70s.
Well, you'll have a better answer then. You'll have a better idea. You can use your selective youth.
Yeah. I wish my friend Larry were here. He liked Boston, too. More than a feeling, more than a feeling. I never knew a thing. More than a feeling, laughing and singing. And I never, I see my Marianne walking away. Yeah.
Wow.
Tremendous.
That song is a jam.
Indeed.
All right.
What was Boston's number one comeback single from late 1986?
Ooh, it's a girl's name.
More Than a Feeling, We're Ready, Don't Look Back, or Amanda.
Amanda.
You are correct.
All right. Got my Boston fix in for the morning.
It's earlier than usual?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Esmeralda, Bryan Adams' number one hit, Everything I Do It For You, was from the soundtrack of what film?
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That is correct.
Didn't even need the multiple choice.
I mean,
you're a big Alan Rickman fan. Yeah. He's actually the best thing in that movie, Alan Rickman. All right. 2-1, and I've only got two because I sang already.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Real name is the category.
Oh, no.
What is Bruce Springsteen's real name? Bruce Springer, Preston Bruce, Nicholas Wikstrom, or Bruce Springsteen?
It's Bruce Springsteen.
That is correct.
Nicholas Wikstrom? What?
Doesn't he have a car?
That's his cousin.
How would you go from Nicholas Wikstrom to Bruce Springsteen?
Doesn't Nicholas Wikstrom have a car lot?
No. Salozzi, Nick Salozzi.
Wikstrom.
Right, Wikstrom, not Wikstrom. All right.
Maybe he changed his name.
Yeah. Esmeralda, the category is You're On Stage.
Uh-oh.
Who was on the quote-unquote fast track and won the 1988 Best New Grammy Artist Award? Was it Tracy Ullman, Tracy Nelson, Tracy Chapman, or Tracy Pearson?
Tracy Chapman.
You are correct.
It could have been Tracy Ullman.
Not Best New Artist.
Didn't she have a bunch of...
Yeah,
oh, but, no, I'm thinking of... No, wait, Tracy Ullman. Didn't she have that one song?
But earlier, Tracy Ullman was...
And then Paul McCartney was in the video?
Yeah, that was before 1988.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, now what's happening? It's 3-2.
One hit wonder is the category.
Oh, boy.
Artists united against apartheid were 49 superstar artists that recorded what song to battle apartheid in South Africa? Was it We... Go ahead.
Sun City?
You are correct.
I ain't gonna play Sun City. That's a jam. All right, what do we got? One more here?
We have one more category. It is Mosh Pit.
Mosh Pit, Esmeralda.
At Woodstock 99, what happened when Limp Bizkit performed Break Stuff? Did a skydiver crashed into the crowd? B, the crowd attacked the sound tower. C, it started to hail. D, nothing.
They started attacking the tower.
That is correct.
They broke stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, they broke stuff and set things on fire.
Broke stuff, set things on fire. At Woodstock 99, they knocked everything over. They set everything on fire. Woodstock 1994, when they did Woodstock 1994, everybody was rolling around in the mud because they thought it would be a lot of fun. Like it was like, you know, because in Woodstock, the original Woodstock, it rained and everybody was rolling around in the mud. What they failed to realize was the porta potties all broke down, and that wasn't really mud.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So there's. No, that's a true story.
So many problems with these new Woodstocks.
True story. 1994, man. That's what, because I remember we were talking Gen X a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the Gen X version of Woodstock involved peep and poo. So
I'm sure the old one did too.
Yeah, but not people, you know, like,
rolling around in it.
I mean, you know, like the they were knocking over porta potties and they were people.
Boy.
I mean, it was just. You
Gen Xers. After,
yeah.
Don't know.
I'll never understand you Gen
nice.
Xers. Yeah, no, it was, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people had to have their shots after visiting Woodstock. So, Woodstock 94. All right. Limp Bizkit. What is Fred Durst doing now?
He's a movie producer.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He did a cruise. He did one of those rock cruises.
Did he one of those?
Mm-hmm.
God, that
would you want to be on a boat with Fred Durst for a week?
I just, and Limp Bizkit's music on a boat?
On a boat. No escape.
Right? It's the last person I would want to be on a boat with.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on a boat with many people.
And Fred.
He'd be like the last. Dead last.
All right. Well, it's 4-3, and again, we're basically tied, Esmeralda, because you haven't sung yet. That's the only reason. So we got a break here. We got weather and traffic. Not as familiar with this song as I was with the Neutron Dance, but that's the Pointer Sisters on Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday.
Wait, is there a Neutron Dance?
What do you mean? Is there
like a specific dance?
I don't know. I don't remember if there was like directions on how to do the Neutron Dance.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Especially when the Pointer Sisters are involved.
Do the Neutron Dance. It sounds very futuristic.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live here on the 18th floor of the 303 Wacker in the Allstate Skyline Studios. And look who came back. He retired, but he came back.
Hey, guys.
It's Skip Skipley.
Good to see you.
Hi,
around
Skip.
The world came back.
Unbelievable. And we are in a tight race here for dominance.
Yes.
In the world of For the Record, our 80s, 90s music trivia game.
Yes. What do we win?
This week. Oh, how was the bus ride with Sandra Bullock? Did she give you a nice...
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
We're going to have lunch next week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're best friends now.
Good. all right. You get a... we win a... A plane ride with Charlton Heston, who came back from the grave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. the Charlton Heston came back from the grave to fly a plane for us because of all of his experience in the airport movies.
Is he going to be like zombified?
Yeah, he's a the zombie of Charlton Heston. Goodness.
That's going to be exciting.
It'll be fun. I'm leading 4-3. Basically, we're tied because you haven't sung yet. Mm-hmm. So we are back. And Skip, it's a question is to Esmeralda, correct?
That is correct. All category right. is the 80s, Esmeralda. Who had the 1987 hit Songbird? Was it Kenny G, Michael Bolton, Grover Washington, or David Sanborn?
Bolton.
You are incorrect.
Sanborn?
Kenny G.
Kenny G.
What?
All those dudes were the same. Man. All right.
Mr. Giglio, it is your category, but it'll be Esmeralda's song.
Oh!
Don't tell us the artist, because that's the question, Esmeralda, but please provide us a line or two from Save Tonight.
Oh, Save Tonight, something, something, gone tomorrow, and then something, something, Save Tonight. Man, I enjoy this song.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What was that?
Seemed oddly appropriate.
What happened there?
Fight the break of dawn.
Oh, yeah. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. And something will be dawn.
Gone.
This song was actually used in a very memorable episode of Felicity.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Sandberg's very excited.
And so am I. We've discovered, Mary Sandberg and I discovered that we have a mutual love for Felicity.
Oh, for Felicity.
Oh, yeah.
And that received tonight. I was like, wow.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do, baby. All right.
Did you hear them, Esmeralda? Nick had the acoustic guitar. Mary was singing in the new green room.
That's right.
Just acoustics in there are wonderful.
Okay. We are tied at 4.
In early 1999, what group scored a huge hit with Save Tonight? Was it Eagle Eye Cherry, Counting Crows, Night Owls, or Dixie Chicks?
What is happening with things going?
I'm sure it's Mary texting us about Save Tonight.
I was thinking music.
I'm sorry, but it's not a. It's Eagle Eye Cherry. It's not a group.
That is correct. That's why.
Yeah, he's just a man.
Just a man.
Although, you know, it's probably because it's him, but then like he has his backing people.
No, it's just him.
All right, I don't know.
Do you know who his sister is?
Yeah, Nana Cherry.
That's right.
I don't know.
A lot of people with the last name Cherry running around.
Mary, right. Text in and Dan and Nick D's phone if you like Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry. She just sent a text that said, Felicity.
Felicity with exclamation point.
Wow.
Do you two do that just randomly throughout the day?
I do it to everybody. I just send random texts to all my friends.
Hey,
just
Dan DiLorenzo.
Felicity! And then they text back, what the hell is wrong with you?
I like the people who don't know it's a TV show and just be like, okay.
I think you have the wrong number, sir. I'm not Felicity. You know, we have a show we're doing here.
Yeah, I know.
Because he looks at his phone.
Real name
scroll
is
through Facebook.
We'll just proceed as
Merle. 5-4.
Real name is the category. Rapper Vanilla Ice was born with what name?
Wait, didn't we have this one already?
No, we just happened to talk about it.
Yeah,
other time.
I think we were just talking about
it. Oh, all right.
Was it Arthur Dean, Corey Anderson, Richard Peterson, or Robert Van Winkle?
The question is to you, Esmeralda.
Oh, is it to me?
Yes.
Okay. Robert Van Winkle.
You are correct.
No, it's Rip Van Winkle, according to you guys the last time we discussed this. Not you, Skip.
Right.
But
would be
Dan,
dumb enough to say that.
Oh, yeah, his real name is Rip Van Winkle. No, it's not. He's been awake for a really long time. He didn't sleep for 100 years.
That's how we got that song.
Oh, my God.
Ice Baby is talking about the
cryogenics.
The ice age.
That's exactly. Freezing his body for 100 years because he's Rip Van Winkle. All right, we're tied at 5.
You're on stage is the category, Nick.
Yeah.
What group won the 1982 Best New Artist Grammy?
Oh, boy.
Was it Men at Work, INXS, Prince and the Revolution, or Sawyer Brown?
Men at Work.
That is correct. Esmeralda, one hit wonder is the category. And 1980, Funky Town was a number one hit for whom? Patty Johnson, Stanley Clark, Ben Stein, or Lips Incorporated?
Lips Incorporated.
What? Correct.
Ben Stein.
Why did they
throw... That's the second time.
That's the second time they've thrown Ben Stein in there.
They're really trying to get us to talk about him.
I mean, I don't understand.
Again.
Did Ben Stein write these cards?
I would have... Right? It's got to be. All right. Now, is this the last one?
It is the last one.
Okay, here's the deal. If I get this right, I win. Mm. If I get it wrong, we tie. Mm. And we both have to hang out with Charlton Heston Zombie.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Oh.
Mosh pit is the category.
Oh, boy.
Former Clash member and crowd favorite Mick Jones formed what band? Big Audio Dynamite.
That's it. Stop right there. Because it's Big Audio Dynamite.
Your other options would have been the Black Crowes, Simply Red, or the English Beat.
Simply Red? Not Ben Stein and his group?
The Ben Stein group?
The Ben Stein group?
The Ben Stein Ensemble?
Ben Stein was part of Eagle Eye Cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the group Eagle Eye Cherry. Oh, boy. All right. Well, I won. So I get to hang out with you. You don't get to hang out with Charlton Heston Zombie.
Good luck.
Yeah.
On a plane.
With Zombie and I don't like to fly.
Yeah.
This is one I should have thrown.
I just imagine because he's a zombie, limbs would fall off.
Yeah.
Mid flight.
Yeah.
So I hope you know how to fly a plane.
He's also, now that he's a zombie, he's very happy that Soylent Green is people.
Oh, yeah.
He's very happy about that. All right. Esmeralda, I will see you. What do we got going on tomorrow? Dan, tell Skip.
Scott King talking about Blackhawks.
Oh, okay. Talking about some Blackhawks. There we go. All right. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. We'll take a break and we'll be back with the news after this.